Test 7, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their relatives. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker has to say on the subject. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
As far as I'm concerned, I have the funniest family in the world. When we get together, it's always a riot of laughter, stories, singing and dancing, and of course, what else? Eating. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen as often as I would like because nearly all of them live in the north of Scotland. So we only manage to get together once a year, usually for a week in the summer. I have often put it to them that they should move to London, but my suggestion always falls on deaf ears. They love their Highland homes and I can't blame them.
Speaker 2. I can't say we are the closest family in the world, but we do see quite a lot of each other. I am very fond of my dad's parents. They are kind and never complain about anything. They are also perfect as grandparents because they spoil us like mad with all sorts of gifts, even though they are not very well off. My mum's parents, on the other hand, are quite strict and no fun at all. They do nothing but criticise us all the time. And as for gifts, well, let's just say they don't believe in them, even though they are quite rich. Speaker 3. I sometimes feel a little overwhelmed by my family. First of all, there are lots of them, some wonderful, some not so wonderful. But they are all very strong personalities, so rows are unavoidable. My cousin Jack is a pop singer and thinks he is the greatest singer on earth, but he's not. His mother is one of those aging actresses who still thinks she's young and glamorous, even though she's nearly 70. Thankfully, they spend a lot of time in the USA, so we don't see them too often. However, I have to admit, there's never a dull moment when they're all in the same room. Speaker 4.
To say I don't really like my cousins is putting it mildly. In fact, I can't find a single nice thing to say about them, and I don't think I'm a difficult person. Our parents are pretty close, unfortunately, so I'm forced to spend a lot of time with my cousins, far too much for my liking. I find them sarcastic and unfriendly, but I have to pretend everything's fine so as not to upset my mum. Now I'm dreading Christmas because we actually have to stay with them for a whole week. I think I'll tell everyone I'm ill and stay at home.
Speaker 5. I sometimes wish I could exchange my family for a new one. It's not that I dislike them, because I don't. In fact, most of them are quite likeable. It's just that we get together every single weekend throughout the year, and of course on birthdays, at Christmas, Easter, and so on and so forth. Sometimes I'd like to do something else. My dad says I'm ungrateful and that most people would love to have a family like ours. Maybe he's right. I shouldn't be complaining because I do actually enjoy their company. But every weekend? Give me a break. Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
As far as I'm concerned, I have the funniest family in the world. When we get together, it's always a riot of laughter, stories, singing and dancing, and of course, what else? Eating. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen as often as I would like, because nearly all of them live in the north of Scotland. So, we only manage to get together once a year, usually for a week in the summer. I have often put it to them that they should move to London, but my suggestion always falls on deaf ears. They love their Highland homes and I can't blame them.
Speaker 2. I can't say we are the closest family in the world, but we do see quite a lot of each other. I am very fond of my dad's parents. They are kind and never complain about anything. They are also perfect as grandparents because they spoil us like mad with all sorts of gifts, even though they are not very well off. My mum's parents, on the other hand, are quite strict and no fun at all. They do nothing but criticise us all the time. And as for gifts, well, let's just say they don't believe in them, even though they are quite rich. Speaker 3. I sometimes feel a little overwhelmed by my family. First of all, there are lots of them, some wonderful, some not so wonderful. But they are all very strong personalities, so rows are unavoidable. My cousin Jack is a pop singer and thinks he is the greatest singer on earth, but he's not. His mother is one of those aging actresses who still thinks she's young and glamorous, even though she's nearly 70. Thankfully, they spend a lot of time in the USA, so we don't see them too often. However, I have to admit, there's never a dull moment when they're all in the same room. Speaker 4.
To say I don't really like my cousins is putting it mildly. In fact, I can't find a single nice thing to say about them, and I don't think I'm a difficult person. Our parents are pretty close, unfortunately, so I'm forced to spend a lot of time with my cousins, far too much for my liking. I find them sarcastic and unfriendly, but I have to pretend everything's fine so as not to upset my mum. Now I'm dreading Christmas because we actually have to stay with them for a whole week. I think I'll tell everyone I'm ill and stay at home.
Speaker 5. I sometimes wish I could exchange my family for a new one. It's not that I dislike them, because I don't. In fact, most of them are quite likeable. It's just that we get together every single weekend throughout the year and, of course, on birthdays, at Christmas, Easter, and so on and so forth. Sometimes I'd like to do something else. My dad says I'm ungrateful and that most people would love to have a family like ours. Maybe he's right. I shouldn't be complaining because I do actually enjoy their company. But every weekend? Give me a break. That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.